this, Sister Cynthia.
Great.
And my word is coming out of Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, and it says at the 3rd verse, For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words. Ephesians 4. Starting at the 6th verse, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. James, the 1st chapter, starting at the 19th verse, says, wherefore, thy beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this day. We give you praise and glory and honor, for truly you're worthy to be praised. God, you said that you want us to be slow to speak. And so, God, the things that we say that comes out of our mouth, we want it to be seasoned with salt. Lord, that we won't harm anybody with the things that we say that's not of you. And so, God, we have to take time to be slow to hear what the person is saying before we give an answer, and we haven't even heard what it was they was trying to say. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you for your word, God. Lord, God, that we could be obedient to your word, that we can hear what it is that the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Even in these last days, God, we can hear, because you said those that have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that we can control our behavior. We can control our mouth, God. We can speak sweet things, God. We could call those things that's not as though they were in the name of Jesus. We can lift each other up, God, higher and esteem them, Lord, above ourselves, God. We can give them praise and glory. We can thank them, God, for all the things that they're done according to your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We can recognize one another, and we don't have to be jealous of one another, God. Lord God, we can put them before you, God, that you will supply the need that's in their lives, God, that you can control what's in our life, God, in the name of Jesus. But we have the ability, because you give us the power, God. So we have the ability, Lord, to walk by faith and not by sight, calling those things that's not as though they already were. We have ability, God, to listen to what you're saying, God. We have ability, Lord, to move, God, when you say move, God. And when you say not to move, we don't move, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you honor and we give you glory, God, for all the things that you're doing in our lives, God, all the directions that you're directing us in, God. But we got to hear what you're saying. And we don't have to talk foolishness, God, but we can talk, God, according to your word, what you're telling us to say in these last days, God. And so we're grateful on today, God. We're thankful on today, God, because of all the needs that you have supplied according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, God, and directing us into all truth. Because your word, it guides us into all truth, God. So, God, you told us the things that we could think of on. And if we think upon those things, God, our heart won't be hardened and things won't come out that shouldn't come out, God. You said that we could be provoked to anger but not to sin. And so, God, a lot of times we provoke to anger and then we sin because we get angry and then we retaliate. And that's not of you, God. because you said that revenge is yours, thus said the Lord, you shall repay. And so, God, we have to wait on you. And sometimes, God, it be hard waiting on you. But as we in the hallway giving you praise and we giving you glory and we giving you honor for all that you've done and all that you're doing, and God, our request is made to you. And so, God, you already know our needs because you said that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So you already know our needs, God, when we put them before you, God. But you said that if we give you your word, would you not honor your word, God? You said that your word should not come back void, but accomplish what we sent it to do. So, God, if we give you your word, we know that it's going to accomplish what we sent it to do. So, God, you said where two or three were gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. So we're grateful and thankful this morning to know that you're in the midst of us, God, this morning. And we are grateful for it, God, because you said it, God. And so we gathered in your name. We gathered to lift you up and to give you praise and honor. We gathered in your name, God, to intercede and stand in intercession for one another, God. Because we know that your word said that by your stripes we already healed. Every sickness, every disease was nailed up on the cross over 2,000 years ago. But we got to walk by faith and not by sight, God. We got to believe your word or what your word said. You said in your word, is there anything too hard for God? Lord, you said there's nothing too hard for you. And so we're thankful, God, to know that no matter what we're going through, God, yes, nothing too hard for you because you have the answer, God, because you are the answer, Lord. And we're thankful and grateful on today that we came to know you for who you are, God, because everybody don't know who you are. So we're thankful, God, that the day we heard your word, that we didn't harden our heart, but we accepted you as Lord and Savior of our lives, God. And so we have to walk in what we know as truth. We can't dishonor you, God, because we represent you no matter where we go. So we can't get caught up and get angry and get mad at what's going on around the world. We got to continue to pray and seek your face. We got to continue to believe that you're God, you Lord, you rule, you reign. Every knee must bow. And every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. And so, God, we know that there's only one way to you, God. It's only one way. There is no other way. And even though man try to say there's all kind of ways to get to God, the devil is a liar and a deceiver. And the truth not in him. You said that you come that we might have life. And have it more abundantly. We thank you for the abundant life, God, that you have given us. You said the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy. And his ultimate goal is to kill us. But greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And so we're thankful, God, because you gave unto us power. And you sent the Holy Ghost to guide us into all truth. To bring back those things to our remembrance, God. And so you said those that keep their mind on you, you will keep our mind in perfect peace. We thank you, God, for the peace that you have kept our mind in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the healing that you have granted unto us, God, in our bodies. We thank you, God, for the bloodshed covering that covers our children, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that even as our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, even as they go off to school, we continue to lift them before you. We continue to cover them with the blood of Jesus, protecting them from all harm and danger. God, we thank you, Lord. Even as this holiday is coming up, we pray that you'll continue to cover us in the name of Jesus. That you'll continue to cover your people, God. That you'll continue to bless your people like never before. Because, God, you said, would you not open up a window from heaven and pour us out a blessing, that it won't be room enough to receive. But you're going to rebuke the devil because the devil is there.
and you're going to rebuke it the vow for our sake. And it won't be like putting it in pockets with holes. Because, God, we're obedient to your word, and you fulfill your word in our life. And so we are grateful and we're thankful on this morning that we are able to be on the prayer line, God. Because it could have been that we couldn't get on the prayer line, God. So we're grateful for opportunity to lift you up, God. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And so, God, we have to continue to lift you up because there is no other God. You're the only God that answers. We don't serve a dead God. We don't serve a golden image. We serve the true and living God. And we are grateful today that we got to know you. We're grateful today, God, that when we was in the midst of dying, you came and you gave us life and you gave it to us more abundantly. And so, God, we are thankful and we are grateful. We continue to intercede and pray for our children, God, and those, God, that know the truth. We are accountable for what we know, because when we stand before you, God, we stand alone. And so, God, we're thankful that our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. But you said just like you've written our name in, you can blot it out. So, God, we stand in the midst of crying out to you, living according to your word. And so, God, we know that we're not perfect. We know that things come up in our lives that's not right. But we know we can go to 1 John 1:9 and confess our sins, and you're just and faithful to forgive us of our sins. And so you say, greater is he that's in us on the inside of us, God. So we have to continue to call those things that's not as though they already were. We got to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to continue, Lord, to have a hear and ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. That hatred won't get in our heart. That unbelief won't get in our heart. He said they were not able to enter in because of unbelief. And so we got to believe you like never before. So, God, I thank you and I praise you. Now, I pray for everybody that's on this line that you will supply the need, whatever the need is. And, God, I pray that you will continue to bless Bishop and Sister Leno. And I pray, God, you will continue to supply the need. Cover them under the blood. We call these things done by faith, and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. I turn it back over to the host. God bless the saints.
Well, thank you, Sister Cynthia. What a wonderful prayer. We need to think on the things that God has provided us with that are positive. It's a great thing to be careful about what we hear and what we say. I know everybody needs to know where they fall short at, and I have had times where I've had to say and pray, Lord, put a watchman over my mouth that I don't say the wrong thing and offend you, because I know me, and some things need to be crucified. We have the power to bless and not curse. We have the power to lift up and not tear down. We have the power to express love, and I appreciate you and that prayer that we can call on Jesus and rest in his word and call on things that we don't even see as though they were. Thank you for a wonderful prayer. We're having a good time this morning. We're blessing the Lord and we're exalting him. We're glorifying him and we're worshiping him. We know that our help comes from the Lord. We know that our peace comes from the Lord. We know that we are woken up today because Jesus ordained it. At this time, we're going to go on to move on to our second prayer lead. And I had it right here. I think it's Sister Vicki.
That's right. Good morning, Mother.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Be blessed and go right ahead. I look forward to you praying whenever you pray.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, and good morning, everyone. This is Vicki, and I'm in Maple Heights. My prayer focus is on God will answer. And at the end, I'll share a short song of encouragement. Thank God from Brother Clark, Sister Cynthia, all who are on the line, Bishop, Pastor Lador, and all churches represented on this line. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, for this new day and for your many blessings on the days of our past. We thank you for our breath, our stable minds, and the use of our limbs this morning. Father, our focus this moment is on the fact that you will answer when we pray. We know that you can answer, but we often think and pray with the thought in our mind and the doubt in our hearts of whether you will answer. You have promised that when we ask for things that are in accordance with your will for our lives, you will give us what we ask. But the reality is that we may not always like the answer. We pray for a lot of things, Lord, some good, some bad, some things that we just don't even need to be praying about. For your answer may be yes, no, or wait, not now. The word tells us that you hear and listen to all of our prayers. In Matthew 7:7-12, the word tells us, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Father, there are instructions that go along with your promises. Matthew 7 also says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. This is advice against sharing sacred or precious things with those who will not appreciate or understand them, potentially leading to rejection or harm. Your instruction also tells us, to not just hear Jesus' words, but also put them into practice to live a life aligned with your will. Sometimes we miss your answer, Lord, because we are so preoccupied with you answering the way that we want you to answer. We look for you to answer in a way that makes sense to us, even though we have heard that your thoughts are not our thoughts and your ways are not our ways. Some things or situations that we pray for are not in our best interest. Prick our hearts, Lord, and our minds when we pray for something or even someone that dishonors your plan or your will for us. Thank you, Lord, when you choose not to allow things into our lives that will harm our relationship with you. We are sometimes disappointed or even angry with your decisions, but you know all and you have the full picture. Lord, we agree with Paul in Ephesians 1 when he said, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord, so that we may have a better understanding of your word, our purpose, so that we will know and hear your voice, so that we will recognize when you are working on our behalf, so that we may recognize and accept whatever your answer is to our prayer, yes, no, or wait. Lord, you want us to have trust in your faithfulness, and believe as David did when he said, I am praying to you, because I know you will answer, God. We will, as the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Your word is full of examples, Father, that show when you answered prayer. But each of us can look back in our own life and see when you have answered our prayers. It's something how we forget those times when you've answered us. You have answered our call over and over, in some instances for the same thing, whether it's financial, health, our children, our ministry, our job issues. But when we're faced with that same issue again, our faith, our belief that you will answer is again sometimes weak. Sometimes, God, we are so in a hurry to have an answer that we jump ahead of you. We end up making a decision that isn't best for us. Then we pray for damage control. May the Holy Spirit remind us in the times that we are jumping ahead of you, that your word tells us we are to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and in humbleness, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto you, God. Help us to wait on you, Lord. We will keep our minds stayed on you, especially in the midst of our need, because you said you would then give us perfect peace. We will try to purposely seek you first in all our decisions, because you want us to acknowledge that nothing happens without you. You are our provider. Lord, we know that when you answer our prayers, it's not just for us, but it's also that you will be glorified. We will be careful to not take the credit, but will give you the praise and the honor due when our prayers are answered. Father, we often pray the words, may your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, which basically says that we desire for your perfect plan and divine will, which is already perfected in heaven, to be fully manifested and followed on earth. Sometimes your will is not the outcome that we are expecting. Your answer to our prayer may result in pain and heartache through death, illness, disappointment, various kinds of losses. We understand, Father, that you know the end from the beginning. You have supreme, ultimate authority and power over all creation. We understand that your purpose will stand, and you will accomplish your will. So in the times, Lord, when your answer to our prayer results in pain and heartache, we need you to open the eyes of our heart so that we are able to still see you, feel your presence, hear your voice, be guided by the Holy Spirit to find hope, peace, and maintain our joy. Your word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Lord, this is something difficult for many of us to do. Knowing that it is impossible to please you, Lord, without faith, we are striving to have even that mustard seed faith, where a small amount of faith is enough to cause great things to happen. Some on this line today, Lord, are praying that you intervene to improve our relationship with you, Father, that you help us to be strong enough to resist those sins that we commit over and over, that you heal our bodies physically, mentally, and emotionally, that you improve our relationships with our spouse, our relationship with our children, that you bless our finances, that you save our family members, that you give us the courage and boldness to spread your gospels wherever we find ourselves. In all we've been through, you, God, have been with us. We are still standing. We thank you, Father, because being on the other side of our trials is a testimony of answered prayer. We thank you in advance for hearing and answering our prayers. We will be encouraged. We will wait on you. We will not give up on seeking your answers. We will have faith and testify of your goodness. We will live a life that lifts you up in the presence of man, that you may draw them to you. I'm going to share a little small song of encouragement to you guys this morning. Here it comes. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Those bad days, here I am. After all I've been through, I survived every toil, every sorrow.
Okay, very good. Good morning. Okay. Mother?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Well, be encouraged, and we praise the Lord today. I'll turn it back over to the host.
Thank you for the prayer. I'm sorry, is that our own Pastor Lenore?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I thought I heard Pastor Lenore coming in.
That was me. Oh, no, that was me. I just was sharing because she does use the music. I just let you hear a little piece of the music of the song. I'm still here. And I just started to hear
that. Thank you. Thank you for that, because everything that God gives us, somebody needs. Somebody got help from our prayers, our songs, and the way that we come on and love one another. Somebody's listening and hearing that and getting help from it. And we thank God for it. Thank God for you. And thank God for your prayer. Thank God for music, because that can soothe the soul and give us strength. And we know that he's always there, and yet we need to be reminded. Isn't that something how God is? Yet we need to be reminded that he's there. He'll never leave us, and he's always there. And sometimes he's closer than we think or know. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you for helping us to become closer and closer to God this morning. Our prayers go out to heal anyone that's sick this morning. We pray in Jesus' name that you would be touched in your body and be able to lean in, as Sister LaShonda says, lean in into these prayers and receive what God has for you and me. We praise God. Praise God for it. Thank you, Sister Vicki. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, we're going to turn it over into our next prayer lead, Pastor Terry. Is Pastor Terry on? Okay. Pastor Terry's not on yet. Well, we praise God, because we can keep on praying and uplifting God. We can keep on worshiping him and magnifying him. We know that it has to be a good reason that he's not on, and so we pray for him. We pray your blessings on him. We pray that you would touch him. We pray, Father, that you would bring him around and let him pray the pastoral prayers that he has over us. And keep him, Father, in keeping up with our prayer list so we know who's needs prayer and what they need prayer for. Every joint supplies. And so we need each and every prayer lead to be in Jesus' name, full of faith, hope, and joy. Thank you for the prayer leads that have already gone forth this morning. Thank you for the mercy and grace that God has shown us. You know, I was thinking about when Bishop was teaching on the Mount of Transfiguration and how Moses was there and Elijah was there. And as the Lord shines, you could see them. In other words, that, to me, it meant they were in Christ. Even in death, they were in Christ. In death, we make up the fullness of Christ. He's full all by himself, but it's good to know that we are a part of him and he's a part of us. Even as we walk the earth and breathing every day, and even years from now, when we're no longer clothed in flesh, that we can still be in Christ. God is good. He's been good to us all. He's given us ears to hear so that we can hear his word and let it meditate in our hearts. Let it fall on us. Let it be able to change us and to move us. We thank God that you've given us a capable teacher in our Bishop Eric Clark. Thank God for the things that we're taught. Thank God for the things that we learn. And we thank God for giving us a teachable spirit. Praise God, we take nothing for granted. We don't even take for granted that we can get up. We don't take for granted that we can speak. All of it's by the grace and mercy of God. Thank God for Pastor Lenora. Thank God for the work that she does. And it doesn't go unnoticed. We see it, we know it. And we know that even those that haven't come forth yet will soon come forth to be more prayer leads, more of a help, more of a support. We thank God that he can put on each of our minds to give materially. They sow unto us spiritual things, and we give unto them our natural things. We're able to go forth and give our natural things so that we can receive spiritual help. Thank God for that. I thank God that even when we're hungry, we have a mechanism where we can turn on the Word of God and be fed. We thank God that we have an avenue of prayer where we can say, well, Lord, what do I do now? Even in prayer, God will say, be still and wait. And I hear God saying, be still and wait. I have you. I know what I'm doing. I'm doing it perfectly. And we praise God for that. So we ask for more patience. We ask for more endurance. We ask for a better ability to hold one another up and to keep his standard and to love and to bless. And to use your word, Father, to draw men unto you. Thank you, Jesus. You've been good to us. We don't deserve it. It's nothing we could do to earn it. You've had mercy and you've had grace. You've given it to us, Father, and so that we can share it with others. And we thank you for that. I praise God for the prayer of service. I praise God for each and every prayer lead. I praise God that he's touching some of those that have not yet claimed that they can be a prayer lead and lead them to come so that they can bear fruit. I want to bear fruit, Lord. I want my fruit to be good to eat, Father. I want my fruit to be good to draw people unto you. Excuse me. God is good. Y'all pray for me this morning.
Mother Clark, this is Pastor Lenore.
You drop water and everything.
Mother Clark, this is Pastor Lenore. I got it from here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. The Lord is good. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God is so good. We praise God for all the prayer leads. Sister Cynthia, thank you. Sister Vicky, thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify God. I'm just going to lead you all in prayer. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for each and every individual that's on this prayer line. God, we thank you that every need be met, God. God, we come to this line for strength. We come to this line seeking you, God. God, you said where two or three are gathered, you are in our midst. We thank you for being in the midst. We thank you for hearing and answering prayer. God, we cast our care on you because you care for us, God. Some of us need strengthening, God. Some of us need a word from you. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would speak to our heart, God. God, speak to those unspoken requests, God. Heal like only you can. Move like only you can. Deliver like only you can, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, hallelujah, that your perfect will be done. God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would revive some of us, God. Some of us have gotten lax and just need a touch from you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would put the joy of our salvation back into our spirits, God. Touch us, God. Revive us, God. God, take us back to where we first met you, God. God, give us that joy. Give us that exceeding happiness that you have, that you put inside of us from the beginning, God. God, we thank you for that hunger and thirst after you, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus as you revive us, God. God, that we would go out and share our testimony, God. God, we pray as you revive us, God, that we would tell someone about your goodness and about your mercy, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for life, health, and strength, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that this day, God, hallelujah, will be joyful, God, that this day, God, will be peaceful, that this day, God, will be restful, that we can trust you and rest in you, God. God, we thank you for taking on our burdens, God. God, we thank you, God, for, hallelujah, taking the reins in our life, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we pray in the matchless name of Jesus Christ just for your perfect will to be done, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you would put us on the right path, God, that we would hear you clear, God, that we would move when you move, God, that we would do what you want us to do, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for all those that may have made their way to this line, God, that need strength, God, that need to be saved, God, that don't have a relationship with you, God. God, we repent now, God. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would wash us and cleanse us, God. Draw us closer to you, God. God, let our relationship with you, God, be mighty, God. God, we ask in Jesus' name, God, hallelujah, that you would come into our life, God. Lead us and guide us and direct us, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah, for your goodness and your mercy to follow us, God. God, we turn towards you, God. Hallelujah. No more darkness, God. God, we walk in the light, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that your perfect will be done, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that your word will come to life in our light, God, in our life, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you for our leaders, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for every leader that's represented on this line, God. God, we pray their strength, God. God, God, we pray in Jesus' name that the word will fill them, God, that they will teach us the word, God, line upon line and precept upon precept, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, for our leaders. We lift up their hands like Aaron and Hur, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for our leaders, God. God, we pray in Jesus Christ that they won't waver to the left or they won't waver to the right, God, but they'll be up steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in your word, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, the blood of Jesus over our leaders, God, that no weapon that's formed against them will prosper and all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for each and every person that's on our prayer list, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, for our prayer list, God. We plead the blood over it, the blood of Jesus for healing on our prayer list, the blood of Jesus for delivering on our prayer list, God, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, for our prayer list in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for Mother Clark, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name. We say have your way in her life, God. Move by your spirit, God. Let your anointing flow through these phone lines, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We glorify you, Jesus. We magnify you. God, we lift you up and we say have your way in all of our lives, God. We lift our hand to you now, God. We lift our hand to you now, God. No other help we know, God. We worship you on this morning and we glorify you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We summon your presence and we ask in Jesus' name that you would move on our behalf. Go before us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Mother Clark is in your hands.
Thank you so much, Pastor Lenore. My help comes from God. God will send help. Yes, he will, all day long. And I thank God for you being right there, our own Pastor Lenore Clark, giving us a word of encouragement, a word of prayer. Oh, Jesus, we thank you this morning. We do glorify you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we have ears to hear and a mouth to give you praise. We thank you that you would use everything about our being to magnify and lift you up. We praise you, Father. We thank you because we believe Elaine received sleep. We believe if it haven't come already, that it's coming. We praise you that you would look upon each and every person on this prayer line, Father, and give them the desires of their heart. Draw them closer. Let us worship you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for how you bless the elderly. Thank you, Father, for after we've come to a certain age, you allow us to be able to function and to enjoy your spirit. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for your grace. You've given us grace and mercy, Father. Father God, we thank you for looking upon us and our children and our families, Father. Thank you for saving our bloodlines. Each and every one of us have a bloodline that we won't save. We won't save even those that we haven't seen, those that haven't come forth yet, those that are still in the loins of our children and our grandchildren, Father, because we know that we can have a legacy in you. If we bless your holy name, those that come after us will bless you too. And we want that for our families and our loved ones, Lord. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for opening it up for us each and every day. Thank you, Father, for the sun shining. Thank you for the air that we breathe. We don't have to breathe air, Father, unless you give it to us. We don't have to be present, Father, unless you would allow it. And we thank you for it. We thank you for every prayer lead. We thank you for everyone that's put their mind to prayer. We thank you for our bishop, Lord. We thank you for how you've given him clarity in the Word of God. We thank you for how he's able to feed us when we're hungry and we're thirsty. I remember the message, Father, you've got to be hungry. And I thank God for each and every person on this prayer line having a hunger and a thirst for more of God, that we can do more for God. Use us, Lord. Use us. Send us, Father. Cause a vibration to go forth from each one of our minds and our bodies and our lives that will represent you. Teach us love, Father. Teach us how it's not always easy, Father, to be in leadership, to be out front, to be the one that takes up the slack whenever it happens, to be the one that holds the responsibility in their hands. So we pray for strength. We pray for strength for our leaders. We pray for strength that they would not worry about what's going to happen. God said, just wait on him. He's on the way. When we first began to pray, and before these ideas were planted in Bishop's head, God knew what to plant, when to plant it, and when to let it come forth. And we thank him for that. We glorify him for that. We thank him, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the way you've let your word enter into our hearts. We thank you, Father, for the way you've let us know that to be in leadership, to be out front means you'll have ups and downs and tries and good times and bad times. Thank you that you've called each and every one of us to have offspring in the natural. And just like we have children in the natural, Father, give us children in the spirit. We want children in the spirit that have been born of our witness. We want children in the spirit, Father, that have been born of our love. We want to be able, Father, as you rain blessings down upon us, to be able to give to the ministry of a good word, Father. We receive a good word, Father. We receive a prosperous word, Father. We receive a word that will help us to grow. And we do want to grow. We want to grow. As long as we're here on earth, we want to continue to grow. There is no time, Father, when we've reached a ceiling and we can't grow anymore. We'll never know all the ways of God. We'll never know all his ideas. We'll never know just how much he loves us. And so we thank God for how he loves each and every one of us and keeps us as the apple of his eye. Thank you for our leadership, Lord. Thank you for those that are prayer leads. Thank you for those, Father, that would do the work that's being done in the background, Father. Thank you for Felice. Thank you, Father, for Minister Erica. Thank you, Father, for Pastor Terry Buckner. Thank you, Father, for all of the prayer leads. I shouldn't start calling our names to you, Lord, because we know you know them all. And so we thank you for Sister Vicki and Sister Gail. We thank you for Sister Minister LaShonda and Sister LaWanda. We thank you, Father, for Elaine. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We're one body. We're one Christ coming unto you asking for help, asking that you would fortify us where we're weak. And there are some areas we're weak in, Lord. We're weak in new converts. Father, your spirit is able to draw. Let us carry your spirit with us because the spirit will draw. Your word says if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. And our desire is that men would be drawn to you to be saved, that your word would go throughout the earth, Father, and throughout every area that you allow us to reach. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that some of this word, Father, would go even further beyond than we would ever think or dream. Thank you for the evening sacrifice that's able, even, Father, to go out now and save and draw. Thank you for the teaching that's able to satisfy itching ears and hungry thoughts and hungry mind. Thank you, Lord, for the love that you've given us, Father. Thank you for the joy that we have, Father, that we're able to have fellowship. We thank you for fellowship, Father. We thank you for friendly banter, Lord. We thank you for the ability to laugh. We're able to laugh, Father. We're able to praise you and see the funny things, even about ourselves. And we thank you for that, Father. Everybody can't do it. Everybody is not willing to do it. We thank you for being able to laugh at our own selves. We thank you for the love that we share for one another on this call. We thank you, Father, that as we listen to others pray, that your love abides, abounds and connects us and gives us a fast holding on to each other, knowing that we're going to be in the right place at the right time, and God will send out a blessing, and we're going to tithe, and we're going to bless with our monies. We pray in Jesus' name that you're able to trust us. You can trust us, Lord. Give us the means, Father, to keep this ministry going. You can trust us, Lord. You can trust us, Lord, to love one another and to pray for one another, and to keep one another in our thoughts all the day long. Thank you for giving us a mind to even read the book of Mark again and to see the differences between Mark, Matthew, and Luke. Thank you for giving us that wisdom. Thank you for giving us that understanding. Father, we can't ever reach a pinnacle where we can't learn from you. Teach us, Father. Teach us, Father. Draw us near and teach us, Father. Let us keep the word repentance in our minds, Father. Don't let us ever think that we've already made it, Father, or that we've received so much word because we're stuffed with it, that we're made in it and too fat and too big to repent. Because we do repent, Father, for everything that's not like you. We do repent, Father, for everything that doesn't glorify you. We do repent, Father, for every time when we haven't magnified you in the power of your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, saints. I pray that we're all able to magnify him today, to lift him up, and to praise him, that we could continue on to another day, and that we're all able to get online and receive daily bread, Father, and that this daily bread would feed us, Father, and that we would love on one another, the pastors even that get on, and even those that get on, Father, that don't acknowledge that they're on. Let them know, Father, that the word is for them, the word is true, and the word is full, and they can feast off of it, because the kingdom's blessings and encouragements are the benefits for us all. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we can have fellow ministries that have the same goals as we have. We can have fellow pastors that have a need to hear the words that Bishop says. We thank you, Father, for the teaching that allows us to shine the light on our own selves. Search our hearts, Father. Let us be like Ezekiel, Lord. Search our hearts, even the hidden chambers, the things that we don't let other people know. Look into it, Father. Clean it out. Clean it out in Jesus' name. We praise you and we bless your holy name. At this time, I want to ask that if there's anyone on the line that's listening and you have a desire to be a prayer lead, that you would call the church and surrender your name to our own Pastor Lenora, and she will help you. I pray in Jesus' name that somebody is touched to give of their substance, to give of their substance. There have been times when God has assigned angels to this ministry to give of material things and to bless with an offering that will help us and encourage us, Father. Thank you for how the offering encourages those that are in leadership. Thank you for how when we give, even the smallest amount, Father, causes the leadership to shine, to know that they're doing something that's prosperous to God, to know that they're doing something that God is pleased with. And we thank you, Father, for letting your light shine on us. Let it shine on us, Father, and let us reflect the light. Let it shine on us, Father, and let us show others your light. Let it shine on us, Father, so that we can be comfort and warmth to those that need it. And then let us have children, Father. We need spiritual children. We need more and more children. We need more and more blessings to come into the kingdom. We need more and more people to hear about your love and your understanding. We want to share it. We want it to rub off on those that are close to us. We want them to see it in our everyday lives. We want them to see it in our everyday walk. We want to walk encouraging to God. Jesus, we love you. And we know that you have more for you than you have against us. You have more people with a desire to follow you than you have that won't. You have more for us, Father, than we can even imagine. And we thank you even for future blessings, because we know that future blessings are coming. All we have to do is wait on it. And while we're waiting, serve. While we're waiting, serve one another. While we're waiting, Father, serve the ministry of Christ. While we're waiting, Father, let us do something that would encourage and increase the kingdom of God. We pray all these things on this Wednesday morning, Father, praying for your blessings, praying that we submit our prayers unto you, that our days would be kept holy, that your surrounding power is around our bishop and our Pastor Lenore. And we bless you and thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, everyone have a blessed day. I'm going to watch Bishop.
Okay, that's what I'm getting ready to do, too. Everybody have a blessed day, and let us tune in to Bishop, and be blessed, and I love you, and I'm sure you all love me. Thank you.
Great season, bless you.
Love you. Love you.
Yeah.